Every day now, are you?
Every single day.
Teasing tomorrow's tabloid trash. It's 9:24 and 1:05. Now the better mix of music. It's 9:32 with Bo and Jamie. Hey, guess what? Coming up with a big show tomorrow?
Yeah, we just set this up. It's Al, the talking cat. These people swear he can actually talk.
So
it's going to be a big show.
Yeah, that'll happen tomorrow morning. Show me love, baby. That's Robin S. 185, 940.
It's just brutal in here right now.
Also tomorrow, a miracle will be performed on this show.
Now, this is true. Al,
the talking cat.
He really does talk.
Al, the talking cat. The owner, we talked to the owner earlier this morning and set it up for tomorrow, and apparently the cat talks.
It really can't talk.
So you guys just make this stuff up as you go.
Right? I swear to God, this cat supposedly talks.
Cat can talk.
We personally haven't heard him, but we'll find out tomorrow.
Yeah.
I've never had a cat talk back to me. You, Steve?
No.
It's 9:50 on 1:85.
Yeah.
Dude, you guys have to get Sade's name right. It's Sade.
That's how I say it.
There's no R in there.
And what do you do for a living, sir?
I'm sorry?
What do you do for a living?
Orca Valley National Bank. Well, now Bank One.
So you had Sade in your line cashing a big old check, and she told you that?
Yes, I do. In fact, she calls me just about every day.
She does, huh?
Yeah, she's kind of pissed off about this. Why not?
And what's your name?
My name is Mark Summers.
And when she calls you, she says, "Hey, Mark, it's Sade. What's happening?"
Well, she hears this report back from people in Phoenix here, and she's kind of getting on Y95 a little bit.
Well, my first connection would be Mark over at Valley National Bank if I had a problem.
So can we start calling you Mock?
Hey, most people do, but...
Yeah. Okay, well, we'll start calling you Mock, okay, Mock?
Well, no, there's an R in there.
Oh, there is an R in Mock.
But it's silent.
R in Sade.
But isn't there...
Is the R silent in Mock?
Only if you have a speech impediment, I guess.
No, but if you'd have been at the concert the other night, they corrected the pronunciation of Sade.
Really?
Yeah.
Ah. See, I was telling them it was Sade.
You guys even gave tickets away the other day.
Yeah.
So you guys should have been in every morning.
Well, we don't get to go.
Because
we give all of our tickets away.
Why don't we just call her Betty from now on?
Yeah.
Betty's going to be in concert. Betty, win tickets to see Betty.
That's cool.
Thanks, all right. Mock.
Thanks, Mock.
All right, buddy.
And another thing, if it's Sade, where the hell's the H?
Yeah!
Where's the H, or at least the SCH?
I think you guys are taking this a little too far. Just calm your butts down. It'll be okay.
All right, we need to talk to the music director and get Sade on the show, damn it.
It's Sade.
Sade. What? Betty. Get Betty on the show tomorrow on 185.
978-2000.
Good morning. I'm Roger Heinrich with news on Y95. Here's what's happening. Congress is holding more hearings on the president's gaze in the military policy. Lawmakers are looking to clarify what's acceptable and what's not.
Don't ask, don't tell.
Defense Secretary Les Aspin, who testified before the Senate yesterday, talks to House members today. White House Budget Chief Leon Panetta and Treasury Secretary Lloyd Bentsen are trying to win support for the deficit reduction bill. They've scheduled a White House meeting with House Democrats. That follows on a lobbying effort by the president yesterday. In testimony prepared for a congressional hearing, the Environmental Protection Agency is trying to protect children from parents who smoke. The statement is to be read today by the EPA chief. Also talks about the importance of adequate ventilation around smoking areas in public places. Finally, Bo and Jamie?
Yes, Roger.
Roger.
A Penn State University woman complained to police in State College, Pennsylvania, that she'd been ripped off. She said she gave a fellow student a $1,200 stereo to take an exam for, but he flunked it, and now he won't return her stereo. But the police arrested her because buying academic work is illegal in Pennsylvania.
Major, major fashion violation
today.
Oh,
no. Oh, no, I've been caught.
Roger, what were you thinking whenever you put on these clothes today? First of all, you have a St. Patrick's Day t-shirt on that's wrinkled.
It's coming around.
You know, that's radio, people. If it weren't for t-shirts, we'd be naked.
St. Patrick's Day t-shirt that's like looks like it's been embedded in the carpet for about a week.
It was.
And then some like purplish grayish shorts that don't match the green at all.
Well, and one further thing, Roger. What's the deal with Sade?
I have no idea.
Where's the H,
then? Where's the D-A-Y
on the
end?
Where's the H in Sade?
I don't get it.
And sure, there's another one.
Yeah.
There's one where there's no H in the, and you do pronounce the R.
I know it.
I hate the English language.
I don't have any.
Let's just start speaking Spanish tomorrow. S-O-C-K-S.
I'm meteorologist Dr. Joe Sobel. Here's the exclusive Y95 AccuWeather.
Day 104. Where's the G come from? Should be Hagai. Hagai. Right now it's 87 outside.
Oh,
let's check
okay.
Am I getting carried away?
Yeah,
with
I think so.
87 now. Let's check the drive to work. Here's Commander Bill. H in there. Motown Philly.
Well, just let it go, buddy. Just let it go.
S-O-C-K-S. K-pop. Mm-hmm. 185 now, the better mix of music just after 8 o'clock. It's Bo and Jamie, the 185 Morning Show. This hour,
we are going to make that celebrity phone call.
That's right. We're going to spin the wheel of celebrities. Whoever it lands on, we'll call them up and bug them. Plus, Battle of the Sexes.
Yeah, we're going to be giving away tickets to Castles and Coasters.
Cool. From the 185 Morning Show, and look at all the stuff coming up. You know, I don't think we even have time to do all the stuff on the show tomorrow.
We don't. Let's not do it.
Okay. See ya.
Bye-bye. Y95. Touch this. Hey, Joe. I'm so excited. Oh, he's coming in, huh? Oh, no. He's coming in. But for now, it's the Jamie White Show. 260-9555. Call and tell me that you love me and you hate Bo. It could happen on Y95. Y95 now with a better mix of music. Y95, hello.
You already have the first caller of the day?
No, I haven't. You're the first caller of the day. Yay! You know, I'm doing this solo, so it's not as quite as exciting. But you have to tell me, who was yesterday's first caller of the day?
Was it Linda?
Yay! Woo! You are correct. And you pick up a Summer of Y95 limited edition t-shirt. Who's this?
Felicia.
Felicia. Okay, so for tomorrow, everybody remember Felicia. Congratulations. Hold on, okay?
Okay.
Car theft is an ugly fact of life.
Jamie White on Y95.
More than words.
It's Wednesday! Yeah!
Woo-hoo!
It's the Y95 Morning Show with Bo Reynolds!
Oops.
And Jamie White!
Yay! Oh, he's back! Oh, no, wait! Man. Wait, hurry, we have to play this one!
K-O-Y-F-N. I am strong. I am invincible.
Oh, guess what? Yeah. Bo's back. The fun is over. Hi, Bo. How are you? Oh, listen to that, boys and girls. Sure, wow. I just slaughtered that, but hey, he's
well,
back.
Good morning.
Oh, no.
Gee, I feel just terrible. I,
yes?
Alarm didn't go off.
Sleepy pants.
Woo-wee. Did we do the first caller of the day?
Yes, we did the first caller.
Did we do the news yet?
Yes.
Yes, we did the news.
Did we,
We just did the ID.
All right, well.
I was funny. I might add. I was funny. Sure,
yeah.
I just slaughtered that little moment right
no,
there.
No. I agree. I caught your show on the way in this morning, especially the part about give me a call and tell me you love me and Bo's an idiot or something like that. And then I noticed nobody called.
Oh, they called. They called, but the phones were broken.
Yeah, you just didn't feel like airing them. Anyway, 6 o'clock on KOI-FM Phoenix, the 185 Morning Show with Bo and Jamie.
Nice
and,
hair. Nice hair.
Thank you very much. No time for a shower. No time for
a shave.
No time for a shave. No time for a summer friend this morning.
He has that sleep in his eyes, too.
260-9555. We'll start taking your calls right now. If you could date a cartoon character, who would it be and why? Oh, yeah. I feel like starting this off right now. Good morning.
I don't want to fall in love. Y95.
5 now, the better mix of music at 6:08 with Bo and Jamie, the 185 Morning Show, 79 degrees outside. Let's check the drive to work. Here's Commander Bill.
Right.
Okay, so now I've got my act together a little bit here. Sorry I was late this morning. My alarm clock didn't go off.
No, it's not that I'm worried about. You forgot to brush your teeth.
No, I did brush my teeth. That's the one thing I always do is brush my teeth. Of course, I accidentally used toilet water when I was in there. But
something.
I can't believe my alarm didn't go off. I'm freaking on that. You know, it was one of those freaky wake-ups, too, where you look at the clock and it says 5:25, and you're going, now is it 5:25 in the afternoon? Or is it 5:25
oh, really?
In the morning?
Oh.
You know?
I call him and I go, all of a sudden I hear this Oh, Bo, it's 5:30. I can't believe.
Sorry.
And he just like basically hangs up on me.
Sorry about that. You know what it's like to try to get out of a waterbed when you're in a rush? It's like running in a swimming pool. You just can't get there fast enough, you know? So, 6:09, coming up this morning, we're taking your phone calls right now for, this is something kind of silly we were thinking about yesterday when we were in a silly mood. But
we're asking the big question, if you could date any cartoon character, who would it be and why? I've already decided mine would be Richie Rich, because he is the ultimate man.
Mine would be Quick Draw McGraw, I think. Because I'm a 90s kind of guy. Well, we can
Isn't
hang and chill.
Man?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
It's a man. You would date a man.
Well, he's a horse.
Is that what you're telling me?
Not really a man. He's a horse.
So bestiality.
Yeah. No, it's just, you know, we could, you know.
I don't want to hear about that.
Doesn't have to be a sexual thing, per se.
Don't you forget it. Elkabong.
Oh, my. Okay.
Anyway, the prize alarm could go off just at any old time at all.
Yeah, we have Salt River Recreation Passes to give away for tubing.
Also, later this morning, we're going to talk to Al the Talking Cat.
Now, I know you guys think we're lying, but this cat really does talk. He really does talk.
We've never heard him talk, actually, but we read about this this guy that will do interviews with this cat that talks, so we gave him a call, and we've got him on the show later this morning. So
should be interesting. Yeah.
260-9555 for which cartoon character would you date and why? Give us a call. 185 now, the Better Mix of Music, 613 with Bo and Jamie, 79 degrees outside. If you had a cartoon character you could date, who would it be and why? Good morning.
Hi.
How you doing?
Pretty good.
Good. What cartoon character?
Man, Jessica Rabbit.
Jessica Rabbit.
Oh, yeah.
Babe, bitch. Yeah. Oh, and the prize alarm goes off.
Lucky there. Two passes for you and a guest to go tubing on the South River.
All right.
What's your name, man?
Dave.
All right, Dave. Thanks for listening.
All right.
See ya.
Hey,
260-9555. Give us a call if what cartoon character you could date would date.
Man, you have that
why.
Big old burly voice going on.
Good morning. When I wake up,
Bo and Jamie on Y95. We belong together.
Now the Better Mix of Music, 620 after 6 o'clock. Bo and Jamie, the 185 Morning Show. Let's get a quick look at traffic first. Here's Commander Bill. Hi, Bill.
Hey, Boaster. Right now, if you're taking I-17 southbound the Black Canyon Freeway, planning some heavy travel around the Metro Center area. Coming up, we'll take a look at your east side. Freeways on
Y-95. 185, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Not too bad. How about yourself?
Good. Is my volume turned down here, or is everybody just really mellow today?
I think everybody's kind of quiet, mellow.
Come on, pick it up here. What cartoon character would you date and why?
Oh, man, I would date the Little Mermaid.
The Little Mermaid.
The Little Mermaid. She's too young for you, mister.
She's too wet, too.
Hello.
She has beautiful eyes. I mean, you ever see The Little Mermaid?
Well, I don't often watch The Little Mermaid, but whenever I get a chance,
do you
it's
look
the first,
deep into her eyes?
First thing I do is look deep into her eyes, yeah. It's mesmerizing, isn't it?
Oh, man, I tell you, I don't know how they do this cartoon.
Oh, and the prize alarm goes
no,
off.
No, not
look
for
at that.
Him. No.
I can't believe it.
Oh, my gosh. This guy's a psycho.
I know, but he's seeing mesmerizing eyes in a mermaid. We got to give him something for that. Hold on, okay?
Okay. Operated under permit from the U.S. Forest Service.
Why don't we sing on and wake up?
Roger Rabbit.
Come on and wake up now.
It's a cartoon theme today.
It's time to shake a leg and get up. It's time for you to raise your head up. Come on and wake up.
Yosemite Sam.
Come on and wake up now.
Cartoon
you
thing.
Know it's time. Come on and, come on and, come on and, come on and, come on and wake up now.
Y95.
Y95 now, the Better Mix of Music, 627 with Bo and Jamie. This morning we'll be talking with Al the Talking Cat.
It could happen. He does talk, honestly.
Well, we'll find out. Here's Robin S. Show me love, unwanted.
No ordinary love.
185 now, the Better Mix of Music, 635, 25 away from 7 o'clock. It's 80 degrees outside, Bo and Jamie, the 185 Morning Show. Let's check the drive to work. Here's Commander Bill. Kiss Bo and Jamie on the butt and you win a prize. Kiss Bo and Jamie on the butt, they win a prize. Well, if you call us up and you kiss our butts, then you're sure to win a really cool prize. Now, kiss Bo and Jamie on the butt and win a prize. 185, good morning.
Hi.
Hi.
I just want to tell you guys, you really do play the best music.
Well, thank you so much.
Aww, aren't you a kind person?
And you are the greatest morning show, by the way.
Stop, you're embarrassing us.
No, really, continue.
What did you say?
Huh? I said you guys are the best morning show.
I'm sorry, little hearing problem this morning. What did you say?
I said you guys are the greatest morning show in the whole valley.
There, wow.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking more like the world.
Oh, look at that. The prize alarm just went off. I can't believe it. I can't believe it. You have a pair of tickets to Salt River Rec.
Oh, well, thank you.
Well, you're so welcome.
Well, thank you guys very much.
Well, you're so very welcome, so very much. You know, why end this, really?
Oh, yeah.
The cartoon thing sucks.
Yeah, that didn't go anywhere, did it? Just kind of flopped. Everybody said Roger Rabbit's girlfriend, whoever that was.
Jessica Rabbit.
Yeah.
Okay, then it's Kiss Our Butts and Win at
260-9555
for Salt River Rec Passes. Bo and Jamie on 185.
The response to the Aaron Rent.
185, 640, 20 away from 7 o'clock. Bo and Jamie, the 185 Morning Show. It's Kiss Our Butts and Win.
Hi. Kiss Your Butt?
Yes.
Okay. I'm from Michigan.
Yeah.
And Motor City, you know we've got the best radio down here, right?
Yeah.
Well, I'm from there, and you guys just about compare, so you guys are pretty good.
I'm sorry.
I don't know if that's kissing butt or not. But.
No, compare. We don't compare to anybody.
She used the words just about.
Yeah.
About compare.
Honestly,
I've been looking for some good radio station. When I come down here.
You have found it.
I found it.
You have found it on 95.5.
Yes, I have.
Now, the next time you don't have to question that, then the prize alarm might go off.
Well, I don't want the prize alarm.
Oh, okay. Well, then she is.
She's just calling out of the kindness of her heart.
Today's my birthday, and I'm calling.
Well, happy birthday.
Happy birthday. How old are you?
25.
25. You know, I'm from Michigan, too.
Are you really?
Oh, no, here we go.
Escanaba, I'm a Youper.
Oh, really?
Oh, don't sing the song. Don't sing the song.
I'm a Youper, you're a Youper, we are Youpers all. And when we get together, we give the Youper call. Youp, 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 youp.
Oh, that's great.
That's what I think.
That's what everybody's saying. All right, thank you. 640, 20 away from 7 o'clock, and the prize alarm can just go off at any time while kissing our butt.
260-9555.
Kiss our butts and win on 185.
Not 95.
Oh, no,
now the prize alarm goes off.
There you go.
You know what you've just done. Now Bo's going to be talking like this.
How you doing, everybody?
No. I just wanted to thank you for going into an occupation that allows us to hear your voice every morning.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it went off again.
Oh, I don't believe it.
I've never had the prize alarm go off twice in the same phone call.
Wow.
What's your name?
Alyssa.
All right. Thank you, Alyssa.
To help keep cars like yours on the road, Valvoroy.
Good morning, I'm Roger Heinrich with news on Y95. Here's what's happening. Well, it's just what the soggy region doesn't need. More areas of the Midwest are expected to be hit by thunderstorms again today. Recent rain swelled the Mississippi River to new heights yesterday in St. Louis, the river's second crest in 2 days. There'll be more questions today about President Clinton's new policy on gays in the military. In addition to Senate hearings underway, the House Armed Services Committee starts looking at the issue. Defense Secretary Les Aspin and Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman Colin Powell are to testify. President Clinton says the energy part of his deficit reduction tax package will cost the typical working family no more than $50 a year, and he's urging lawmakers to vote for the measure. Top White House officials meet with House Democrats this morning to talk about the bill. And finally, Bo and Jamie.
Yes, Roger.
Bite down on something when I tell you about this. Pennsylvania man was out chopping wood in the forest the other day.
Mm-hmm.
A tree fell on top of his leg. He screamed for an hour for help. Of course, he was so far out that nobody could hear him.
Uh-huh.
He took a pocket knife and cut his leg off.
Oh,
with
my.
With a pocket knife.
God!
Ouch. Crawled about 200 yards to a tractor, drove to his truck, and made it to the hospital. He's listed in satisfactory condition right now.
How did he use the clutch?
That's maybe it was an automatic. I don't know.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Not gonna
I'm meteorologist Dr. Joe Sobel. Here's the exclusive Y95 AccuWeather. It'll be bright and sunny and hot this afternoon. The high today, 104. Clear tonight, low 74 in the outlying areas, about 80 in the downtown area. Tomorrow and Friday, plenty of sunshine and hot, highs 104.
It's 81 degrees outside right now. Let's check the drive to work. Here's Commander Bill.
The America's original sports bar at the Arizona Center.
God.
It's Kiss Our Butts and Win at 260-9555. 185 now, the Better Mix of Music, just in front of 7 o'clock. Bo and Jamie, the 185 Morning Show. And coming up, we'll talk to Al the Talking Cat.
Yeah, that's right. He actually talks. we'll find out if he really does talk. Also, celebrity phone call. We'll make our annual, what did you say that I have to say?
Our daily?
Daily celebrity phone call and couch
annual
potato
daily
trivia.
You know, same thing.
Yeah, I got yelled at a while ago.
Coming up on 195.
Y95. Yeah, but really his name is what?
Mr. White.
Mr. White.
Sounds Mr. White.
Like Al.
We'll talk to him in just a second. First, let's check the drive to work. Here's Commander Bill. Good morning, Mr. Bill.
Good morning, Mr. Reynolds. Right now, if you're taking I-17 southbound on the Black Canyon Freeway, plan on some light slowing right around the Metro Center area. Emergency crew is still working on an accident at 99th Avenue at Campbell. No need for an alternate, just to kind of be careful and take it slow as you pass by 99th Avenue at Campbell. With the Valley's most frequent traffic updates, I'm Commander Bill on Y-95.
709 now with Bo and Jamie, and Mr. White is the name of the cat. And
right,
the...
we have Arthur Stevens, the owner, on the phone right now.
Good morning, Art.
Good morning, sir.
How are you?
Just fine.
And you are in, Ohio?
Yes, in Cleveland, Ohio, south of Cleveland, about 25 miles.
And you have a cat that talks?
I have a cat that talks. Its mother was a racetrack cat.
And how long have you had this cat?
Well, Mr. White, I've had about 11 years, and he's been talking since he's 8 months old.
Just can't get him to shut the hell up, can you?
No, he hollers every morning. I get up, he's hollering, I want out. He lives in a three-deck house out in the garage.
Arthur, what kind of prescription medication are you taking?
What kind of medication? Well, I'll tell you, I'm going to need some because I've been on, I think, about 60 radio shows and been on in, even from where the zebra is at. What is it, New Zealand? Yeah.
New Zealand, wow.
They've called. And
now, hasn't also the offices of David Letterman given you a call?
Yes, sir. Yeah, they give me a call, and they said to give him a call back, and if it was agreeable, then they'd book me. He's changing networks, I think they said, and they're going to call me back as to the date to come to New York.
Wow.
Okay. Well, heck, let's get right to it. Let's hear the little kitty cat.
So do you have the cat there with you?
All right. Mr. White's going to say hello. Now, you got to realize that he only talks on the mic. Excuse me. Are you there?
Yeah.
Don't fell down here. And
you fell down?
Okay. Yeah.
Arthur, you just fell down?
Okay.
Now.
Okay.
You picking up? Hi, you all. Hi, you all.
Uh-huh.
Next, you say hell no.
Well, he does kind of copy his voice, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of a parrot little thing.
Give me another word here. Yum, yum, yum. In a minute.
Okay.
I'll tell you something. Like I tell people, it's not the Loch Ness Monster, okay? I own the cat, and he can go to anybody's laboratory, and I don't know if they would get anything out of him, but as long as I'm there, he'll only be in there for an hour in a cage or something. He's going to say, I want out.
That's amazing. I can't
believe that. He'll be hauling one out, and then when he gets hungry, if you haven't fed him, he comes up and says, hunger, hunger, hunger.
Hunger. So I guess reciting the national anthem is definitely out.
Well, I don't think he can do like old Roseanne Barr, but I'll tell you one thing that he does do. I play a harmonica, and he'll bang on his dishes, and one day I'm playing Amazing Grace, and he's out there in the garage banging his dishes, and I swear that he never missed
dishes?
A beat.
So he talks, and he's a musician.
Wow. Well, he bangs his dishes. He also,
Frog that played
second word of time is groundhog, because people said, nah, he's saying meow, he's not saying hello. So I said, well, I'll teach him groundhog. So I taught him the word groundhog, and I took my guitar, went out one day and put my tape recorder in the pan. I said, okay, White, you say groundhog, and I'll sing a song about the groundhog. All through the song, he's going, groundhog, all the way through. So I got a singing and a musical cat, too.
Yeah.
Wow.
Woke up one morning, came downstairs, and found the cat in front of the fireplace, and the top hat and cane, going, won't you let me be old teddy bear. All right, Arthur, thank you so much for being on the show. And good luck with, you know what, I want you to give us a call when you know whether or not you're going to be on David Letterman's show, and we'll watch for that.
Okay, sir.
Thank you, Art.
All right.
You have a good day. Bye-bye. You know, he needs to swallow his spit because I can't understand a damn word he's saying.
You know, it was kind of weird, though. I mean, he did follow his
come
voice.
Come on. It said meow.
No, it followed his voice. The yum-yum part was pretty cool.
I was waiting for some cat to get on and go, yes, hello, good morning. And how are you this fine Tuesday morning?
Well, no, it just patterned his voice.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah, sure did.
Well,
shut up. It did kind of.
7:13 now on 185.
Listen up.
Looking accurate with the forecast today.
Beautiful day, sunshine, no monsoons, a high of 105.
It's 82 degrees outside right now, and couch potato trivia coming up in a couple of minutes with fabulous fun and prizes.
Like Salt River tubing passes and a party pack or something like that.
From 185.
Sometimes I feel I've got to. Oh, don't you leave me. Don't you leave me no more.
Ex-rodeo clowns who dig through celebrity garbage. On the next Bo and Jamie show.
Now the better mix of music, 7:23 with Bo and Jamie. And if I could just say, rhythm is a dancer, man. What does that mean, rhythm is a dancer?
Well, you got your rhythm, you got a dancer, they kind of go together.
That's
yep,
the that's answer to the meaning of life.
Yep, rhythm, dancer.
So glad dancer. I asked. Let's check the drive to work now. Here's Commander Bill. Good morning, Bill. Well,
yeah,
look at this.
I know, I'm sad.
The CBS Evening News has dropped to last place in the ratings 6 weeks after Connie Chung joined up with Dan Rather.
Right, 6 weeks after they signed her. You know Dan Rather right now is going, see, I told you so, I told you so.
The ratings are down 2% from the same period last year, while NBC's are up 1% and ABC's are up 7%. Mm. ABC being, of course, our local affiliate, Channel 3.
Right.
With, you know, Cameron and Heidi. And
Heidi, who's leaving.
No longer there.
Patty Kirkpatrick.
She's still there.
Yeah, she's...
Well, I mean, she won't be there.
She's quitting. What's her at the end of July, end of this month?
Right. And in today's Clancy Company, in fact, it says that don't expect her back because she does indeed. Just like I told you yesterday, she has a one-year non-compete.
You know, I've known in my lifetime personally a couple of television anchors. You know the money that those guys make?
Well, it says here she makes $200,000 plus. Now, I will tell you that June Thompson is the highest paid anchor in the Valley.
$200,000 plus is a low ball.
Mm-hmm, that's Heidi, she makes.
I mean, I can't believe the kind of money that these people. How can she just say, you know, I think I'm going to quit.
I know. Well, she wants to spend time with her family, but I know that she has other offers, too.
She does have other offers, like locally.
In Houston, yeah, one locally, but like I said, she can't take that up until a year.
Okay. So, Connie Chung and Dan Rather, not quite the couple that we thought that they were going to be, huh?
Yeah,
I think it wouldn't be so bad if he hadn't given that stupid kiss on the first opening night there, you know?
Well, I think it'd be much better if she was just by herself. Forget Dan. Who needs him?
You know, I have to agree. I think it's probably Dan Rather who's sinking those ratings down. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's bringing down the ship, man.
7:25 with Bo and Jamie.
Heinrich with news on Y95. Here's what's happening. More rain is on the way for parts of the Midwest that need it the least. Forecasters say as much as 4 inches of rain might fall in some areas. Rains have pushed the Mississippi River to a crest twice in the past 2 days. Lawmakers in the House and Senate hear more today about the president's policy about gays in the military. Georgia Senator Sam Nunn says it's hard to tell what should be investigated and what shouldn't in the president's new don't ask, don't tell, don't pursue policy. White House Budget Chief Leon Panetta and Treasury Secretary Lloyd Bentsen plan to meet with House Democrats, keeping up the campaign for the president's deficit reduction tax bill. Clinton wants the measure passed before Congress begins a summer recess in August. Following up on his controversial stand against smoking, the Environmental Protection Agency is taking its case to Congress. In testimony prepared for a hearing today, EPA officials urge parents not to smoke in their homes to protect children and non-smokers. I'm Roger Heinrich, and that's what's happening. Now let's check traffic with Commander Bill.
185, now the better mix of music, Poppy B. Don't be cruel. 7:35, yo, 25, wait, 8 o'clock, boom, Jamie, 1:05, more still morning.
Who are you guys talking about? Who's going to leave what?
Heidi Fogelson.
Oh, she's going to leave?
Yeah, she's quitting at the end of this month.
Wow, why is that?
She wants to spend more time with her family.
She has twins, and I guess they're...
Oh, man, I can't believe it.
I know, everybody loves her, everybody's sad.
She's wonderful.
Yes.
And not only that, but as long as we're talking about news people, Bill Austin and his wife are divorcing.
Are you serious?
I swear. They met at a bid for bachelors, the March of Dimes bid for bachelors. They fell in love. They were married for like 5 years, and now they're getting a divorce.
I think what happened is Bill's wife found Bill and Beth doing the Capio dance in the nude. Thank you so much.
Hey, I got one more question to ask you.
Yeah.
How much you said these guys, these anchor women, get paid again?
Well, Heidi's making $250, and that's lowball.
$250 a year?
Yeah. And June Thompson is the highest paid anchor, both out of the male and female category, and we don't know how much she's making. Some people say $400,000, $500,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
All right. Hey, well, you get out of that tool dye thing and go catch up on your TV anchor skills.
Oh, shoot, man.
Thanks.
Yeah.
See ya.
Let's get ready to rumble.
It's the
battle
of the sexes.
Sexes.
Where we pit manly man against womanly woman and ask them really super hard trivia questions.
A recurring champion.
You betcha she is.
We got to get her the hell out of here immediately. Yeah. This is 26 years old from Goodyear.
Yeah.
She is a domestic engineer, 120 pounds. Here's Denise.
Denise! Woo-hoo! Yeah.
Hi, Denise.
I wish, Bo.
How's it going today, Denise?
Oh, slow.
Oh, you seem a little humble, Bo, today.
I'm afraid of this one. I'm scared of this chick.
Denise, cool. This will be 2 days in a row. I'm telling you, a guy cannot even last 1 day.
This chick reminds me of a chick in high school, man.
Yeah?
Remember when you're like, 6 or 7 years old and you're really bad and you're out on the playground and then there's that big, heavy chick that beats you up? That happened to me, only it was in high school. I'm standing there wearing my Letterman jacket in the hallway and get the crap beat out of me by some big chick. It was... Kind of,
you're a wimp.
And then you married her or what?
No, she was 250 pounds.
Good one, Denise.
Kind of
boom.
I heard your wife was drunk when she married you, Bo.
Woo!
Hey, how do you think I got into her pants? Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Thank you
there
so
you
much.
Go.
Lisa.
Negative into a positive.
And the competition today, 26 years old from Glendale. He's a student, a manly 200 pounds. It's Lee.
Ow! Yeah!
Excuse me, Lee, you're a student? What are you going to be when you grow up?
A fart.
Lee,
are you there?
You know what? We got disconnected from Lee.
Uh-oh. I'll take over.
Call him up.
We got him on the... Denise is the automatic winner.
Hold on. Uh-huh. No. That's...
Oh, come on.
Oh, that sounded like...
Whoops. Sorry.
Wait, maybe that's him calling back right there.
Hello, Lee?
Nope,
no.
Maybe not. Denise is the automatic winner.
Yes.
Why is this not working? What's the deal?
Now he's going to be busy.
What's that? Why is he doing that?
I don't know. Can you get your voice any higher?
I'm bad.
Why don't we play a song and come back? Huh? We'll start this all over, this little nightmare all over, huh?
You see what I mean? This is why I'm afraid of Denise, because she's screwing this whole thing up. I'm telling
possessed.
You. It's karma, man.
Denise.
It's karma.
Automatic winner if we can't get all the Lee, I say.
All right, Denise, hold on. I'm scared. 185 now, the better mix of music. It's 842 of Bo and Jamie, the 185 morning show. And battle!
You know,
battle of the sexes.
Just like a guy, Lee, his battery went dead on his car phone.
No, you know what? I think it's karma coming from Denise.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
She's going to kill him.
All right, 26 years old from Glendale. He's a student, 200 pounds. It's Lee. Hello, Lee.
Lee, we never found out what you were going to be when you grew up. I mean, you're 26 years old going to school. What are you going to be?
Well, I'm not going to be a domestic engineer. That's
how. Yeah.
You don't have what it takes, Lee.
Oh yeah, I do. I have what it takes.
He's got a voice that sounds like he was born Leah instead of Lee.
Ooh, good one, Denise. Good
we
one.
We'll talk about it on.
Get her, Lee.
Oh,
get
that's
her.
Funny coming from Miss 1993, barefoot and pregnant.
Kaboom! Okay, you kids, back
all
up now.
Right,
back
Lee,
up.
Okay.
We've
you.
Got a pair of all-day passes to Castles and Coasters for the winner today. All right.
You betcha. All right, Lee. Here we go. Who wrote a book on how to be sexy and be a Christian?
Huh?
I have no idea.
Oh, Tammy Faye Baker, How to Be Sexy and Be a Christian.
She the hoe!
Yeah.
No, she the hoe!
She wears a lot of black mascara. You gotta love her.
She a hoe.
Yeah,
paint roller.
Hoe, I agree.
Oh, excuse me. Jim, what's that score?
Nothing.
All right.
Nice try, loser.
No problem.
All right, Denise, here we go. If you're talking about an alley-oop, what sport are you referring to?
Basketball.
Yes! Woo! Denise! Now, Jim, the score, please.
Wait a minute. I have to talk to Denise for a second. Satan, leave her in the name of the Lord! I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, my God.
Jim, current status?
Guy has none.
Chick, one.
You betcha, Denise. Oh, go, girl. All right, Lee, name 3 deodorants or antiperspirants that are made and marketed only for women.
Let's see here. How about Teen Spirit?
Mm-hmm. That's one. 2 more.
Let me think here.
Don't hurt yourself.
Ban. And, sure.
Sure.
I don't know about the sure one. That's kind of iffy.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah, strong enough for a man, but made for a woman.
Oh. Yeah, sure. Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. All right, Jim, current status?
The guy has one!
Oh!
Chick, one.
All right, Denise.
Yes.
Which of the following is not a part of a stereo speaker? Subtweaker, woofer, subwoofer, tweeter.
Subtweaker.
Damn.
Yes, Denise. She is strong.
Well, of course,
she is invincible.
She's a housewife. She just sits at home all day listening to the damn radio.
Yeah, really.
Okay, Lee, you loser. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
You know, the back or that little thing you put on the back of the earring, it can also be called a what?
Class.
Yeah!
Yeah!
There you go. Finally, Lee.
You would know that from his former life, Jamie.
Oh, you're right, Denise.
It's not a former life, babe. It's the 90s. He wears an earring. All right, Jim, what's the current status?
The guy has two.
Two. All right, Denise. Tied up at two apiece. Now, he was asked first, so she could win here?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Name two. No, wait a minute. I got to find a tough one here.
What is it? Name two
okay.
or name three?
Okay. Name three non-alcoholic beers.
But take your time, Denise, and think about it.
Coors Cutter.
Yes.
Coors Cutter. I think Denise just passed gas there.
All right, Coors Cutter. Keep going. Denise.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Time is
oh, yeah.
She was getting ready to say a duel.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah,
sure.
Right.
She went like this. Oh, duel.
Well, no, I have to give Denise credit because she doesn't know that one because she's sucking on beer, real beers at home all day. She's eating bonbons and watching soap operas.
You go get them, all my children. You're my little sweetheart. I love you, Erica Kane.
Okay, Lee.
Yeah,
Lee,
I'm ready.
What network has been named the first network for women?
ABC.
Oh, yeah, that's right. No, it's Lifetime, you loser.
Isn't it called the Chick Network?
The
yes.
Chick Network.
Better known as the Home Shopping Network.
So does he lose yet?
No, not yet. Oh. Still tied up at two apiece.
Yes, she can take it right
she
now.
She can win right here. Okay.
Her name is Denise.
Satan? Name two brands of, No, that's too easy.
Come on.
A hard one.
Come on, just give her one. You're wasting time.
All right, Denise, what's the name of Tim Allen's show in his show?
Oh, how easy.
Tim Allen's show in his show?
Oh. Yes.
Oh, I know.
Come on, Denise, think about it. Think about it. You've seen the show, now think about it. You've seen it.
No help.
What a shame.
Feel just terrible.
Oh.
All right, current status, Jim.
The guy has two, chick two.
All right.
Tool time.
Was it
tool time?
Yeah,
okay.
Tool time, yeah.
All right, Lee.
Yeah, I'm ready.
What is Dear Abby's full name?
Abigail. Oh, man.
Come on, buddy.
Ellie got that part. Hey, don't you ask. Don't you ask.
He can ask anybody he wants.
I don't know what her last name
is. He doesn't know. But Van Buren was the correct answer. Yep. Sorry. Okay. Once again, Denise, you can win it all right now.
Okay.
Ask that big question, buddy.
All right.
We're waiting for
it. Okay.
Here
it is. All right. Which? Oh, here's a good one. Playboy has a bunny as their symbol, Denise. What does Penthouse have as theirs?
Oh, I'm sure.
She got it.
Oh, my God. She is possessed.
Denise!
She lives an alternative lifestyle, I think. Denise sitting at home, sucking on real beers and reading Penthouse.
Right, just because she knows the answer.
Is that right, Denise? How did you know that one?
Because you asked the question before.
Ooh, good one. Oh, yeah, Denise.
She is invincible. She is Satan.
Denise, that is 2 days in a row. I'm so proud of you.
Doggone it. I got to put up with her for another day. What was his name? Lee.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Lee. You put up a hell of a fight, my man.
Wait. That wheel? What about the wheel?
I'm going to have to find, you know, the wheel is in the closet out in the hallway, Jim.
Oh,
would you go get that?
Go get that.
We'll come back and we'll spin the wheel. Thanks, Lee.
Thanks.
See ya. Denise is the big winner. Woo! 2 days in a row for Denise.
All right.
Take the day off tomorrow, you know.
What's that?
You can take the day off tomorrow.
Yeah, okay.
Third time charm.
Okay, leave the comedy to us, okay?
Yeah, please.
No, Denise.
We'll leave the bonbons for you. All right, you got a pair of tickets to all-day passes to Castles and Coasters.
All right, Denise, cool. I'm so proud of you.
And Denise, I hope that you'll burn those up on Saturday when I'm out there from 2 to 4 p.m.
Hey, buddy, I'll hunt you down.
Come out, we can spit chewing tobacco together.
You be nice to her.
Which dress will you be wearing? What color?
Which what?
What color dress will you be wearing?
Oh, good one, Denise.
Again, I say, Denise, leave the comedy to us,
you
please. Thank you so much.
Bo.
What's that?
You cross-dresser.
Hey, who doesn't do that on a Saturday night every now and again? Huh? I'm waiting for something here.
Are you stalling?
I'm terribly sorry.
Denise, let's just chat while Bo tries to fix the CD player here.
I'm having some technical... I'm telling you, it's
you
Denise. Are a
loser.
She is the anti...
Oh, my God. It just went...
Look at that. She's the Antichrist. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Denise,
come on, cue
God.
Up. Come on, cue up.
Gary.
Come on. Come on, song. Denise, I'm telling... Satan... Leave her body in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
It's not working. And that one won't work because that's Bill.
I don't care about
See,
that
Jamie,
anymore.
It's right what you said this morning about the men, you know, the co-anchors and all this business that they ruin everything.
Again, I say,
I
Denise,
agree.
Leave
I
the
agree.
Comedy to us.
Hey.
Thank you so much. All right, it's...
Don't put your date
up. Yeah, okay. 8:50, 10 away from 9 o'clock.
I love you, Denise.
She's Satan, I'm telling
she
you.
Is.
We got to get rid of her tomorrow. I'm calling in sick tomorrow. That's what I'm doing. 10 away from 9 on 185. Good morning. 185 now with a better mix of music. It is 8:54. Bo and Jamie, the 185 Morning Show. And join 185 as we host the City of Phoenix Swimming and Diving Championships going on this weekend at the Cactus and Sunny Slope Pools. There'll be prizes from Gatorade and 185.
Ooh. You know, we are getting a million calls because women are livid. BAN is not marketed for women only.
You know, I don't think that these are actual 185 women listeners. I think these are evil demons from Denise's satanic hell.
No, but listen, you guys, don't worry about it because Denise won anyway, just like she deserved to, so it's okay.
I'm telling you, I'm afraid of that woman.
Yeah.
We have to diss her like a bad habit tomorrow, I'm telling you.
We're calling in the Exorcist.
No, she's going to win. She's going to win.
She's evil. I couldn't cue up my song.
Oh, she is.
She has a grasp on
she
us.
She has a spell over you.
I'm actually scared. It's 8:55, 5 away from 9 o'clock. Bo and Jamie on 185.
Salt River is the place to have a good time.
Good morning, I'm Roger Heinrich with news on Y95. Here's what's happening. The Senate Armed Services Committee is hearing more about the gay military policy, trying to find out just what behavior would be grounds for investigating a soldier. Meantime, a House panel has opened its own hearing, with the chairman saying he's skeptical about the new policy. Transportation Secretary Federico Pena says flood damage in the Midwest may be much worse than first thought. Pena, speaking in Keokuk, Iowa, says as
could
long
you
as
say
it rained...
Could you say his name again?
Federico Pena.
Buddy,
wow,
I'm digging you right now.
Roll those R's.
I've got a semi right now, thank you.
Chardonnay.
What? Go ahead. A what?
Chardonnay. let's see. Where was I? Speaking in Keokuk, Iowa, he says as long as it rains, there's no way to gauge the full damage or estimate when barge traffic might resume.
Say barge again.
Barge.
Barge.
Stop it.
One more story and I'm out of here. Treasury Secretary Lloyd Bentsen says the administration will back a transportation fuels tax similar to what's in the Senate's budget plan. That's the clearest sign yet that the administration has given up on broader energy taxes, which is contained in the House budget plan. And finally, Bo and Jamie.
Yes, Roger.
Four guys from Houston have come up with a unique way to meet women. Now, they plastered their request on a 48-foot billboard along one of Houston's busiest freeways.
Yep.
The billboard says, four middle-class white males, 32 to 39, seek wives, kids okay. One of the men, Bill, says the bar scene got old and that there's nothing but old ladies at churches. Bill adds that they're not desperate. They just realize that what's not working is going to continue not to work, so they're advertising.
Speaking of what's not working...
That story.
That barge story. What was that all about? I'm still lost.
He got
on
me
that
with
one.
His big semi. What was
oh,
I supposed to do?
That
here's Roger in the Navy on a big old barge. In the dark, under the stars in the sky.
I'm meteorologist Dr. Joe Sobel. Here's the exclusive Y95 AccuWeather. It'll be bright and sunny and hot this afternoon. The high today, 104. Clear tonight, low 74 in the outlying areas, about 80 in the downtown area. Tomorrow and Friday, plenty of sunshine and hot, highs 104.
Right now it's 91 degrees outside. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good, thanks. What's going on?
Well, I'm just trying to call you to tell you that that guy answered one of the questions wrong.
Oh, he did not.
He did, too.
Which one?
The one about the deodorant.
Yeah, we know. We
just talked about that.
Sure, and the answer's secret.
See, typical chick. She's so busy freaking out, shaking while she's dialing the phone, she's not even hearing us talk about it on the radio.
No, we
I'm going to call those guys. I want 20% off that blouse at Painted Pennies, too.
I've been trying to call you since you guys answered it wrong.
Yeah, we've been trying to not answer the phone since you've been dialing.
Oh,
I know.
No, we just talked about it, but she won anyway, so we're all proud.
Okay.
All thank
right.
you.
I had one right.
Yeah.
Okay. She's actually like keeping score.
Yeah.
Okay, now that makes it one right, right? Right?
Denise won.
Thank you, Roger.
Bye.
See you tomorrow. Stopless okay. Music with Bo and Jamie on 185.
So scared of Denise. She's a fine young lass.
Listen for technical screw-ups this hour because I guarantee.
No, I think it's just operator error.
Stopless Music by request at 260-9555.
Lust tabloid trash with the latest from Jay Leno's show last night.
Coming up on 185. I'm telling you, I swear to God, I did not try to do that. It's Denise. See, there's an evil spirit
she
in here. Satan, leave this studio in the name of the Lord.
I'm saying that she is. She's a god. You're just upset because she won.
It's not that. There's been plenty of women that have won.
This is what, 2 days in a row? If she wins today, three days in a row, Denise.
I bet if she were standing right here, right now, she would have 666 stamped on her forehead.
I don't think she would.
We were going to try and perform an exorcism on her, but we couldn't get the guy who is a professional at performing exorcisms, if there is such a thing.
She's a god. In fact, somebody called and said Denise. The name Denise means goddess. Of wine.
Goddess of wine. See, she's a housewife boozing it up all day, sitting at home.
No, see, you're taking the negative side of that. She's a goddess.
Let's check the drive to work. Here's Commander Bill.
The bird.
Hey, how you doing?
You're the winner, buddy.
All right.
You are one of the winners, as a matter of fact.
Good deal.
For some reason, you keep attracting lesbians.
I don't know what it is.
You must have a real feminine side to yourself.
I hope not. I'm a pretty good-looking guy, too.
Well,
of course you are. You're a burly man.
Yeah, that's right.
Should have had him for Battle of the Sexes. Take out Satan woman.
We were trying to get Lisa on the phone to hook you guys up together, but she won't answer her stupid phone.
I think she's avoiding the call because...
I think she's scared. Well, she thinks he might be actually a woman.
Well, she probably lives an alternative lifestyle, and she's afraid that she's the wrong person for him.
No.
Okay, so we'll get a hold of Lisa for you, and we'll try to set that up. If not, we'll send you anyway.
All right.
We'll send you by yourself.
Good deal.
Riding the roller coasters all by himself.
Waving to all the other little kitties.
Kind of a geek thing.
No, we'll set you up with a pair of tickets. Okay, Chris?
All right, great.
Hold on. 8:11 now with Bo and Jamie on 185. Thing here. We've got Battle of the Sexes coming up. We've got recurring champion.
Denise, I'm so proud of her. Today we'll make it three in a row. You know, if I think back, a man hasn't won even two in a row, has he?
You know, if I think back, we've had one or two warlocks.
Yeah.
Huh?
See, she's a witch.
She's not a witch. A while ago, she was Satan, and now she's a witch.
Well, they're hand in hand.
Witches
work with Satan.
I think somebody will disagree with you.
Banner.
So we'll talk to Denise, and we need a big, bad, burly man to call. 260-9555. Somebody who can just get her out of my life.
Yes.
Because...
Oh, I love this.
She's freaking me.
Is just sweating out Denise. I love it.
I don't know what it is. I've never been afraid of a chicken all my life, but she scares the pants off of me. I'll tell you that.
So she should.
260-9555. It's Battle of the Sexes coming up on 185.
Let's get ready to rumble!
It's the battle!
Battle.
Of the sexes!
Sexes.
Where we pit manly man against... evil satanic women and ask really super hard trivia questions. Our recurring champion.
You bet she is. Hey, play nice music.
26 years old from Goodyear, a domestic engineer, has 666 stamped on her forehead. She is truly the Antichrist. It's Denise.
Denise!
Woo!
Hi, Denise.
Hi, Soap.
How you doing?
Oh, she called you Blow.
Did you call me Blow?
Yeah.
See, now, normally I would have something funny and witty to go along with that, but I'm scared of this woman. I'm like frozen. I'm truly frozen.
Denise, you have
won. I've heard you talking about me all morning, Bo.
You know, it says here in your bio, Denise, that you're originally from Salem. Is that true?
Yeah.
That's not funny. Hey, Denise, you've won 2 days in a row, so today you will be winning three days in a row. Yes!
And our competition, our secret weapon, who happens to be holding a wooden stake ready to pierce her heart.
Hello.
23 years old from Phoenix, works for Honeywell, 180 manly pounds. It's Vito!
Yeah, hello.
Excuse me. What kind of name is that, Vito?
Vito!
My mother didn't like him very much.
How you doing, Vito?
All right, how about you, Bo?
You know, Vito, I heard a nasty rumor about Denise.
What's that?
I heard she spit up some pea soup in your face a couple of days back.
Not her, no.
Denise, have you ever had your head do a complete 360 around your shoulders?
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
Vito, what kind of name is Vito? No. Jeez.
Vito.
He can't win.
Vito, say hi to Denise. Denise, say hi to Vito.
Hello, Denise.
I love you, Denise. Thank you.
Okay. Now, Vito, you've got to make this happen, buddy.
We will.
You've got to make it happen.
Okay, today we are playing for tickets.
Bo, can you do me a favor?
Yeah.
Get that song queued up. You know that one? Da-na-na-na. So long because she's gone today.
That's funny, Vito.
Okay, here we go.
Vito, you're so funny. All right, we're playing for a pair of movie passes to see Robin Hood, Men in Tights, which Vito, I think, is starring in.
I would believe that.
Okay, here we go.
Vito, on All My Children, Adam Chandler has a brother named who?
I can't even hear you. I'm sorry. Go ahead. What?
On All My Children, Adam Chandler has a brother named who?
named on Al and all my children. Anna Chandler has a brother. Who?
Adam, not Anna.
Adam Chandler. What's his brother's name?
What's his brother's name? Adam Chandler.
His twin brother.
And don't you dare ask.
He's asking for help.
Yeah. I know he is.
Let's see. No, I don't got nobody around here. I'm going to have to say, I don't know.
Damn it. No, that's not it. It's Stuart.
Stuart. Please, Vito. Please, Vito. You got to make this happen for us. All right.
Stuart.
Denise.
Stuart.
Yeah, it's too late, buddy. Sorry.
I can't even hear you guys.
Yeah, okay. Denise.
Yes, sir.
See, I start to get the shakes as soon as I have to talk to her.
I know.
Who was the Sports Illustrated swimsuit cover model, not this past year, but the year before?
Cindy Crawford, heck, I don't know.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry.
I'm not in the habit of looking at sports.
Yeah, why would she read the swimsuit edition?
It's Kathy Ireland.
Please.
Kathy Ireland.
Vito.
Well, she knew the penthouse question yesterday.
Yeah.
Or Bo.
Hey, Vito. Vito.
Yeah.
What are two key ingredients in mayonnaise?
I can't hear you.
What are the two main ingredients in mayonnaise?
In mayonnaise?
Is it mayonnaise or Miracle Whip?
Mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise. Is eggs.
Uh huh.
It's one and. Oh, God. What's the other one? Eggs and milk.
Nope. Oil.
Eggs and oil.
Oh, boy, that's too bad.
Eggs and oil. All right, Denise.
Yeah.
Here's one you ought to know. Name three brands of lip dip.
Skull.
Skull.
Copenhagen.
Copenhagen.
And, a Red Man or something like that.
Yeah!
Woo! No, I said lip dip, and that's why
Some men put it in their lips.
No, this is why I purposely said lip dip, because last time we had a controversy over this, that is chew.
That's chew, but some men...
Red Man is chew.
Excuse me, some men... No. Some men put chew right in their lip. Right?
Yes, they do.
Lip dip.
Yes,
sorry.
They do.
Sorry.
They
incorrect.
Do.
Incorrect. That's
they
why
do.
I reworded
incorrect.
It.
Incorrect.
Make sure. Sorry.
Yes.
Okay. Sure.
And current status, Jim?
Guy has none. Chick, none.
Oh, boy.
Denise, you were robbed there.
I know I was.
All right.
To blow.
Yep, you're right. Vito, name three ways to remove unwanted body hair. And don't ask your colleagues.
Remove unwanted body hair?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay. Is shaving counting as one?
Yes.
Or are you talking like...
No, there's one. There's
one.
Okay, shaving, waxing, and...
Don't you ask them. I mean it. We'll disqualify you if I hear their voice.
No, we won't.
Nair, like Nair?
Yeah!
Vito. Thank you, Vito.
Yes.
All right, Denise.
Yep.
Which of the following is not a brand of tire? Goodyear, Fireside, BF Goodrich, or General?
Fireside, Bo.
Damn. Yeah!
Well, you got to make it a little tougher there.
Yeah, I know. Hello. Yeah. That's a tough one.
Current status, Jim.
Guy has one. Satan, chick. One.
Okay.
Who is that man?
Vito.
Yeah.
Which of the following is not a female fashion designer? Judith Cole, Ann Taylor, or Jill Sander?
What now? I can't hear you, I swear. Okay, I know, not fashion designer.
Which one is not a female fashion designer? Judith Cole, Ann Taylor, or Jill Sander?
I'm going to have to say the first one.
Yeah!
Hey, you know what, Vito?
Hey, you guys can't school me. You guys gotta wake
up real
early.
Hey, Vito, why don't you just get the girls on the phone and just set the phone down?
The girls aren't even here. I got no girls around.
Hey, Vito, let's sing the men's song.
Yes.
Men. Okay, Satan. What is a split-toed buck?
A what?
A split-toed buck.
It's a deer or something.
Well, no, it's not. It's a type of shoe, as a matter of fact. I think the witches of Salem wear them, as a matter of fact. It's a type of shoe. Jim, current status.
Guy has two.
Satan, chick, one.
All right, Vito.
Yeah.
Where did L'Oreal makeup originate from?
Where's L'Oreal makeup originally from?
Uh-huh.
L'Oreal makeup originally from, I'm going to have to say, New York.
Paris, France.
All right, Satan. What tennis shoe company is Joe Montana a spokesman for?
Converse.
Terribly sorry. That would be L.A. Gear.
Yes.
You know, there are no witches in L.A. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Vito.
Yeah.
What type of dessert would you bake in a springform pan? Cheesecakes?
What kind of dessert would I bake in a
I'm just shaking.
Pan?
I'm just going to kill him.
Yes, and she's going to give you a multiple choice.
Cheesecake, souffle, or angel food cake?
Okay, cheesecake.
Angel food cake or souffle.
Okay, in a preform pan, I'm going to have to say cheesecake.
Correct.
Yes!
Ah!
Is a win?
Boom! He's a winner!
He thank you. Yes. Thank you very much.
Hey!
I told you,
Screw it.
Get the hell off the phone.
Satan is gone. A macho man.
Talking about the macho, macho man. Yeah.
Vito is macho.
I guess if you had a room full of men with you hanging out, you would have got the right answers.
Here they come. Sore losers again.
No,
sore
losers. I mean, all these women picked up the phone. They're all helping him. You can hear the little voices going, it's Stuart Chandler.
No, there's no ladies around.
Oh, there are two. You're such a liar.
Denise, I, Denise,
you're right, Jamie. You know what it is? It's just jealous.
Denise, I have some music for you. Are you enjoying it? Are you enjoying it, Denise?
You're hyping me up.
Never, ever, ever, ever.
I'll be down to the radio station for my prizes in a minute.
Yeah, I've got a wooden stake waiting for you to pierce your heart, too.
Denise?
Where's the wheel of bad names here, too, by the way?
Get that big old voodoo doll out.
Hey, Denise?
Some major work on both.
Let's spin the wheel of bad names. Oh, look, we just added Satan to the wheel. I can't believe it. And you are a perverted pile of fusty zit cheese, Denise.
Oh, that's clever.
And don't you ever walk the halls of this studio ever again. Thank you, Denise.
You're welcome, Bob.
Love you.
Yeah.
Bub. I'm sorry, Denise. Bye. I'll miss you.
Bye-bye. And, hey, all right, Vito, he's a big, bad, burly man, and he is now the champion.
I am the current champion.
And you have ridden this station of the evil spirit.
But Vito,
just
something to remember. Still, a woman holds the world record three wins in a row.
Like you said, still holds. And the question was, the key word there is, she did. I'm
she
gonna
did.
Sweep this contest.
It's over.
Yeah.
All right, Vito, congratulations, buddy. You've got tickets to...
To Robin Hood, Men in Tights.
All right. Thank you. What do I do, hang on the phone?
Yeah, just hang on. We'll get some information from you.
I like him.
And you'll be back tomorrow.
That's right.
Like him at all.
Vito, our secret weapon. Congratulations.
He won.
845 on 185. Aren't you Denise's evil twin sister?
No, I'm not.
The Wicked Witch of the North?
I'm an innocent bystander that doesn't like to see women get run over by you. Men.
Yeah, okay. I've got a wooden stake waiting for you, too, okay?
We'll come back tomorrow. We'll be back tomorrow.
See ya.
Right. Bye-bye.
185, good morning.
Yeah, hi. This is Eric. I'm calling from Towson.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say I keep hearing Jamie say that on Battle of Sexes, a woman holds the record for 3 days.
Yeah.
Now, I think I remember almost a month ago, a guy named Cleveland held it for 5.
You know, he's
absolutely right.
Cleveland held it for 5.
No, I think Lynette beat him.
No. The guy had it for, that was Cleveland, for 5 days in a row. That's right.
He doesn't count.
Thank you so much, sir. I appreciate it.
Shut up.
185, good morning.
My boyfriend puts red in his lips.
Well, he's kind of, he's got a mental problem then.
No,
not only that guy was totally cheating.
What do you mean cheating?
Because a guy has not won in so long, you just had to take... Let him win.
Yeah, Bo has to cheat because that's the only way.
Typical chick.
No.
Typical chick. They always want to win, and they always want 20% off. They're never going to pay retail.
It's
ever.
True. That guy was totally cheating.
Yeah. All right, thank you. Sore loser. 185, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hey.